Returning now to that news that the state special rapporteur on child protection has called for the immediate enactment of comprehensive tracing legislation to give adopted people unconditional access to their birth and adoption records. Professor Conor O'Mahony said the legislation had first been announced almost 20 years ago, and it's now time for the government to act without further delay. He made his comments in advance of an RTE investigation into Ireland's illegal adoptions, which will be broadcast this evening. Joining us now is Aoife Hegarty of RTE Investigates. Aoife, in this documentary tonight, we'll hear the stories of some of those Irish babies, now adults, who were illegally registered as if they were the natural children of their adoptive parents. Now, unbelievably, some of them have only relatively recently discovered that they were adopted, and they're struggling to find out anything about their backgrounds. Tell us about that, if you would.
Well, Rachel, this all stems from a government announcement in 2018 that evidence of at least 126 cases of illegal adoptions had been discovered when the former St. Patrick's Guild Catholic Adoption Society, which was run by the Sisters of Charity, transferred its files to Tuusla, and it was decided that those people would be informed. Now, they are people like Mary Flanagan. She's just one of dozens of illegal adoptees who we've spent time with over the last 6 months. Mary was born in 1961, but she had no idea, Rachel, that she had been adopted. Then in October 2019, at nearly 60 years of age, Mary's life was thrown into total upheaval when, out of the blue, she and her sister were told by Tuusla that they and their late brother were not the biological children of the people they'd spent their whole lives believing were their parents. Now, Mary's birth certificate shows that she was born at a private nursing home in Dublin's Clontarf, but it turns out that very little else on that certificate bears any resemblance to the truth. Her birth date is registered as the 13th of March, but Tuusla told her that she was illegally adopted by St. Patrick's Guild, and her adoption form shows that she was actually born 2 days earlier than the date that she's been incorrectly celebrating her birthday all her life. That form also revealed that her birth mother had actually named her Kathleen. Now, having been told that life-changing news, Mary was told very little else. That's because the St. Patrick's Guild announcement coincided with the implementation across the EU of the General Data Protection Regulation, what we know as GDPR. And that regulation saw those who were being told that they had been illegally adopted, many for the first time and in their 60s and 70s, being told that GDPR meant their personal information could not be shared with them. Now, where does that leave the likes of Mary Flanagan? Well, next week she'll celebrate her 60th birthday without really knowing who she is. What has happened to her is still so raw, yet just like so many of the other illegal adoptees who we met, she's been left struggling against the same kind of secrecy that shrouded her birth.
It's still surreal. I don't have an identity now, you know? Okay, I'm still the person I think I am, as in my personality, etc. Obviously that hasn't changed, but I don't know where my roots are, you know. All I can think is that it's like a tree falling over and the roots are gone, you know, there's no roots. That's how I feel. I hate to use words criminal, but I think it's criminal that somebody has records on me, my birth, like they're my records. There's no reason why I shouldn't be given these records. Just the immediate records about me, that's all I want, you know? Like, the time I was born, you know, just things that most people have, that they know about themselves. It's just, for me, that is so, so important.
Rachel, we queried this approach with Tuusla, and a spokesperson told us that it accepts this is a huge source of distress and upset, but current legislation here only allows it to share personal information with those affected that relates directly to them. The Minister for Children said that legislation to allow access to birth information is supposed to be prepared by government by the end of March or early April.
And as you say, Aoife, this is something that's been promised for a long, long time, and in advance of the programme there have already been calls for action.
Yeah, well, as you said earlier, the government special rapporteur on child protection, Professor Conor O'Mahony, has described the findings in this documentary as a distressing reflection of Irish society, saying the wrongs committed must be addressed as a matter of urgency. He said that included the need for government to do everything within its power to secure adoption files that are not already in its possession to help people establish their identity. Professor O'Mahony also criticised the failure of successive governments to enact adoption tracing laws over many years.
We can't just dismiss this as being a historical episode that things were done differently. What was done to these people was wrong at the time, it was unlawful at the time, and so that can't be put right, but we need to ask what can we do now, and so what we can do now is we can try to give them the information they need to fill in those blanks as best they can. So we need to enact comprehensive adoption tracing legislation which would give adopted persons an unconditional right to access their birth and adoption records, and we need to do that without any further delay. Legislation on this topic was first announced by the government back as far as 2001, and there's been subsequent versions of that legislation in 2015 and again in 2019, and we still haven't seen that legislation come into effect. So that really needs to happen, and it needs to happen without any further delays in that process.
Conor O'Mahony, Aoife, you've also got access to some detail regarding the current review of illegal adoptions.
Yeah, Rachel, this is the sampling exercise that was requested by government following those St Patrick's Guild revelations and which is due to be published in the coming weeks. Now, we understand that review has found some evidence that illegal adoptions were not just confined to St Patrick's Guild alone, although we believe that the clear-cut documentary evidence of this practice that was discovered in the case of St Patrick's Guild may not have been uncovered to the same extent elsewhere. We also understand the review shows the role played by not just one, but several influential figures from Irish society in facilitating repeated adoptions. Lastly, it's thought the volume of evidence uncovered by that review is likely to be what will determine if a further and full inquiry is warranted.
Aoife, many thanks for that. Aoife Hegarty there, and you can watch that RTE Investigates documentary, Who Am I? Ireland's Illegal Adoptions, tonight at 9:35 on RTE One Television, or you can read more about the investigation on rte.ie/investigates.